All right, we welcome you back, Dave Spadaro, joined by Adam Kaplan. And big win on Sunday. We've talked about it on Tuesday, but I know you've gone back and watched the film. What jumped out at you?
The changes that the coaches made for the second half on both sides of the football, not just one side, and the execution. Let's start on offense, Dave. And I loved that they went with an extra tight end, whether it was Celek or Harbor, and they stuck with base run plays. They stuck with the eye plays, where they move Celek on the left and the following play on the right, and ran the same exact play. And Stanley Havili, how about Stanley Havili? Where's this guy coming from? And he two stone blocks, just did a great job of execution. And I think, you know, the coaches really helped their offensive line. And the thing that I mentioned this Tuesday, but I didn't know it until I watched coaching tape, Demetrius Bell, when he gets his hands on you, he can move people. And that's something I think that the coaches have to feel some confidence with as they go in against a 3-4 defense, Dave, which always throws confusion at you.
It really seems like Bell is just, it's just baby steps with him. It's not, and I think we have to remember that Jason Peters, when he got here, very good player, but there were still a lot of criticisms about him jumping early
penalties
and making holding calls and so forth.
Yeah.
So I with Bell coming into a new scheme, we have to be a little patient.
We do, and I think when you look at his history, he's been a finesse blocker, not a power guy. His deal is he's got good enough arm length, he's got good feet, but he's never played in any kind of scheme like this before. So I would agree with the baby steps, but you want more consistency out of him. And now, can he build that confidence going forward? Because remember, he faced a 3-4 defense a couple weeks ago, did not play well, got a little better in the second half. This second half was pretty good. And another thing off the tape stud, I found that Dallas Reynolds is not the best athlete in the world, but he's another guy, when he gets his hands on you, he can move people. The problem was in the first half, he was not getting his hands on anybody, and they could not run the football. And in pass pro, something that I picked up on tape study, which I love, the Giants put Mathias Kiwanuka, who's a strong side linebacker or a DN, they put him at nose. That was the play where he flushed Vic out of the pocket. He broke the line. And one thing you're going to start seeing teams do is stunts or trying to get more speed inside, because the Eagles with Reynolds and Watkins are not as athletic as these D-lines.
Okay, so a 3-4 defense this week. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they've been really struggling getting pressure on the quarterback. Now they bring back Polamalu. They bring in Harrison. Is that enough to get things right? This is a defense that really didn't play well at the end of last year either.
No, they've had a lot of injuries. Casey Hampton at 35 is not the same player he once was at nose. Remember Aaron Smith, one of the best five technique D tackles in the league for years. He's gone. He's going to retire. Brett Kiesel's a nice player at one end. Ziggy Hood is okay, not much of a pass rusher. You know, they got Lawrence Timmons who could rush from the inside perspective. The outside guys. Harrison, Dave, here's the question. What does he have left at this point of his career? He's had this knee problem. It's been ongoing. He hasn't played yet. What does he have left? Polamalu, you mentioned him. Can he kind of knife in there and be disruptive? Well, you know they're going to use him like that.
Yeah.
Now, pass pro-wise, Havili's going to be big in this game, because when they zone blitz, which they will do, I know they're playing a lot of man, but they're still going to zone blitz. When they use those concepts, it's where they're coming from, because you're not going to know until right at the snap. This puts a lot of mental pressure on your offensive line. It's not so much how many they're bringing, who are they bringing, what gaps. This is a huge, huge challenge for the coaching staff and the players.
Adam, what's the right approach if you're Marty Morningwig and everybody all week has been talking about balance, mm-hmm. run the football, stick with it? Do you run the football against this football team?
I would. I don't think they're as dominant as they once were, but they're still probably going to finish in the top three. And I mentioned Hampton is not the same player. He's had so many injuries. And playing to your question, and it's a fair one, how do you come out? Typically, the Eagles come out passing. They rarely come out running. They believe you throw to score, you run to win.
Did on Sunday.
Well, they tried, and the Giants blew it up early.
Yeah, and then they threw and scored a touchdown, and then it opened. Yeah.
And the second half, they ran, which is what you want, even when you're down. That's something that I like. Now, the issue now going forward is, in this game, you look at basically the way that they're doing it now, and this is a huge key here. Most people aren't realizing this. The Steelers are playing a little bit more press man, and when you do that, your route combinations you got to move guys around to help them get off press because the Eagles receivers aren't very big. So this is a challenge to use your hands if you're a receiver. And, you know, Brent Celek is so physical, I think he's got to play more of a part here, because If the pass rush is getting on the offensive line, Vic's got to get rid of the football. As he tried to do in the first half, the Giants disrupted his timing. But the best part about Vic's play, and probably one of the best games he's had in his career, he was not flinching. He was not moving. He was not trying to bail. When he decided to run, he was decisive. He didn't wait and then decide to run. He ran when he saw a lot of room. That's what you want. Take what the defense gives you. The mental discipline of Vic might have been, Dave, the best that I've ever seen from him in the last game.
Adam, the Eagles' defense, interesting. The Steelers talking a little smack.
Are they?
Calling Brandon Boykin the candy store. Let's take a
look
at the Eagles' rookie linebacker. Here's the quote.
Who said that? Do we know?
Yeah, Antonio Brown.
Did
That's
he?
The candy bar. He's given up a lot of plays. Whoever gets that guy definitely has to take advantage.
Wow.
So we wonder, Snickers or Milky Way? Snickers. Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown on Brandon Boykin.
Wow.
There you go.
Oh, and
that
okay.
That is Boykin's response.
Love it.
We inserted, we inserted the Snickers.
I love that. Your Snickers.
How is Brandon Boykin playing?
You know what? Here's the thing. He keeps facing these big physical receivers, and there's not, you know, they try to help him with Ryan's quite a bit. Now, this matchup, Brown is not that physical. He's just fast, and he's unbelievable with the ball in his hands. You still have to get physical with him. Disrupt that kid's timing. That, you know, if you're facing an Anquan Boldin, you're not worried about that. You just know he's physical.
But did a very good job on Anquan Boldin.
He did. Fitzgerald, it was more of a struggle. And this matchup, they tried to get physical with Cruz, but he beat it because they moved him around. And they'll move Brown around, but he's not as big. You need to get physical with this kid. This is a great matchup. You know that they're going to attack them. They're going to attack Boykin. And the other thing is, Dave, what are they doing against Mike Wallace, who's probably the NFL's best deep threat other than, ironically, DeSean Jackson, who's in this game. I'm playing, we talk about this Tuesday, I'm playing more two deep safeties. I'm playing more coverage, and I'm still playing the wide nine. I'm not going to blitz. Ben Roethlisberger's too big, right? I mean, he's too big. He's an oak tree. You're not going to bring this guy down. You can disrupt his timing because those tackles, Max Starks, their left tackle, is not very athletic.
So the Eagles can beat the Steelers up front with a four-man pass rush.
That's what I believe. We'll see if I'm ultimately correct when we're here with you at halftime before the game.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that because this is a major chess match. And the Steelers, I mean, listen, they're coming off a bye. Bad loss before the bye. They want this game badly. But, you know, the Eagles look at this. I know they're coming off an emotional win, but this is a very winnable game. You know, in years past, you'd say, boy, the Steelers are a great team. This is not a vintage Steelers team. I'm not saying they're not good. They are. But I don't think they're great. And I think this is a winnable game. I really do.
Adam, I think one of the keys here is the discipline that the Steelers defense comes in with against McCoy. All the cutbacks, making people miss. Yeah. The Steelers, they like to come up the field. I mean, there could be some holes there.
Screens, yeah. Right. But, you know, we've seen this. The Giants disrupted it in the first half. The Cardinals destroy the Eagles screen game. The coaches have to figure out give them a different look. Your sprint draw, which was awesome against Cleveland, has been shut down lately. Screen game, they need to do it a different way. Now, how about the shovel pass?
Right.
That's been
covered up, though. It's got
I know.
To, yeah.
Well, you know, they've got to bring something out of their bag of tricks. Maybe it's from 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They got to do something to give them a different look that they haven't seen before, because you're right, the Steelers, they can't get upfield. And, you know, James Harrison is not covering anybody. He's not covering me. He's going upfield. I mean, that's okay. What they're going to do. This is going to be fascinating. It's a fascinating chess
any,
match.
Any rust on Palomalu, Harrison?
What's the question?
First game back?
You don't know. I mean, those calf injuries are tough. Okay, just for Palomalu, that's tough. And you know where they're going to use him. He's going to crowd the box. He's big about disrupting timing. And, you know, this is going to be big on Vic. Identification, Dave. Huge for the offensive lineman and for Vic. Who's coming? Where are my checkdowns? He didn't do a good job of this against Arizona. Did a phenomenal job against the Giants. Let's see more.
All right, let's break down head-to-head Big Ben Roethlisberger, Pittsburgh Steelers. Michael Vick, Philadelphia Eagles, two completely different styles. This season, you see Ben Roethlisberger having an amazing season. Mm. Quarterback rating of 109.2, 68% completion percentage, 8 touchdowns against just 1 interception. On paper, in this graphic, big, big advantage for Big Ben.
Now, I would say this. And I knew this would happen when he faced Oakland's depleted secondary with Celio Hansen playing way too many snaps. You know, he had 4 touchdowns. I mean, you have to look at these games individually. But, yes, he is playing well. He's a guy historically, Dave, as you know, he'll break the pocket. You know, he holds on the ball too long, but he's got an enormous arm like Vic does, and he makes some plays on the run. But this year, I think he's been willing to hang in there. Now, here's one of those. Now, this one broke down against Oakland on the road, and you saw guy wide open there, Mike Wallace, in the back of the end zone. This guy's arm, I mean, you want to talk about trusting your arm strength. Now, he's got a new offensive coordinator in Todd Haley, who the Eagles have faced before. Haley likes spreading the field. He's a big multiple receiver guy. He likes having three and four receiver sets. And the Steelers can go four deep easily with Kotchery in there. And Manuel Sanders, who could run, Dave, no one talks about him from SMU. And Heath Miller is one of the better tight ends in football no one knows about. He's got so many weapons here. The Eagles must disrupt this timing. If they don't, this will be a long day for the defense.
All right, what about Michael Vick? What's he got to do here?
Bring that consistency, which he's had for two games, two out of the last three, Baltimore and last week against the Giants, which are two tough matchups.
Yeah.
Let's see him get rid of the football. Coaches have to be on point, get it out of his hands. Don't hold on to the ball. Be more decisive, as he was against the Giants. And hang in there, because he's going to get knocked around.
All right, the next matchup to take a look at is Eagles running back LeSean McCoy against the Steelers running backs. They expect to get Rashard Mendenhall back on paper, again, and in this graphic, a clear advantage for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, and this is what we were talking about on Tuesday. You play coverage. Jonathan Dwyer's had a good preseason, hasn't done anything. Isaac Redman is just a straight-line guy, bull in the china shop guy, doesn't run real well. Chris Rainey, who the Eagles saw in preseason. Now, teams do things after the bye you're not expecting. That would not shock me if they got him on the field more. They need some speed. Now, Mendenhall, Dave, has been practicing for the last 3 weeks. He's practiced quite a bit, but he hasn't gotten knocked around yet. So you're really not sure how much he can handle. But again, I'm playing coverage. I'll let them run all they want, because that shortens the game. That makes the game closer to me. If you keep running the football, they don't want to ball control. They want to throw the football downfield.
All right, our next matchup, our final matchup in head-to-head here is the Eagles defense and the Steelers defense. And while the total yards per game a little higher for the Eagles, to me, this defense tested against some pretty good offenses, Giants in particular, and a couple of weak offenses as well. But I just think that Eagles defense is pretty much where they want it to be.
And the key to this is Eagles speed versus the Pittsburgh passing game. The Eagles can match up against any offense because of their speed. Michael Kendricks, will he be on Heath Miller? We'll see about that, because Eagles have been one of the top teams covering the tight end this season.
He did a very nice job with
he did. And
last
how about,
week against...
How about my early Pro Bowl defensive player, Nate Allen, has been phenomenal. He's really playing well, and Kirk Coleman needs to be a little bit more disciplined, but he's not playing badly. He just needs to raise his level of play, and all these guys are going to be tested. This will be a fun game to watch.
We talked about this, Martellus Bennett staying in last week.
Yes.
He did. Mm-hmm. Will Heath Miller be required to block a lot?
It's a great question. I think it'll depend early on how the Steelers' offensive line handles it. But the good thing for the Steelers, they have so many passing options. I think it's a fair question, but Heath Miller is not going to be running by people. He just runs really good routes. He's similar to Brent Celek, just a tad more athletic.
Right, there you go. That is our head-to-head, the Eagles and the Pittsburgh Steelers, Adam. Let's take a quick